I could be young, I could be old, I could be dressed up or not. I am so worthy, this is my journey, I can be anything I want. Cause here's the thing, this is my life, and I have only got one. So I'm gonna live it, I'm gonna own it, and I'm gonna have fun. And you should too, I'm rooting for you, you can be anything you like. Shoot for the stars, lit up on Mars, just give it all that you've got.
But the liquid IV stuff is really good. I've been told reviews of listening to other podcasts. We don't have sponsors yet, so this is not a sponsor.
So you have flush toilet syndrome.
What?
You've been drained.
Yes, I've been drained. And I've been drinking water all day. And
so I found a clump of matted turd hair on Nemo's ass.
Okay.
And I pointed it out to him, and he started to lick it and then realized, this is disgusting. This is a big ball of matted hair with my shit in it. And he's probably the one that scooted his ass across my bed last night and got shit all over it and got shit all over the house, because it was probably him. So I had to get the scissors and cut it out.
So he has a bald spot on his ass now?
Not really, because it was a long tuft of hair that was sticking out. So I got that and cut it out. Oh. And he cleaned the rest of it. So he cleaned himself. So he's fine. But that's what... That could have been a real mess last night, you know, if we were asleep and he'd done that.
Yeah.
He could have drug it all across us. We'd be covered in cat shit, sleeping in it and rolling around in it, not knowing, and yawning and wiping our mouths and not knowing it. Wake up in the morning and you got cat shit in your teeth. Yeah.
Ew.
Just like the other day when I stepped in cat shit and it went between my toes and I'm like.
Yeah.
And you stepped in cat shit recently, didn't you? Who was it that stepped in cat shit recently? Susie. Susie the other day stepped in cat shit. I was over Susie's house. Yeah, that was funny. What? You don't think that was funny?
I just really like how the opening of the show, you know, we normally talk about random stuff, but
it's Terry's birthday!
That's not what I wanted you to say. I was just saying that, like, cat shit is a very random topic.
Well, you're the shit. What can I say?
Well, thank you.
We're on topic now.
And on that note, let's officially kick off this episode of Kind of a Big Deal. Welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. I am your host, Clay Phoenix, and I am joined here with my co-host, Doug Parks.
The kitty cat whisperer.
Yeah, that's not a thing. Let's not make it a thing. And then we have a friend chilling out with us in the room.
We're not allowed to talk about her. She's not a ghost.
That doesn't want to talk, but there's a microphone on just in case we try to rope her into doing it.
Yeah, she's actually still like 14 years old and she's having a dream. And everything from the last 12 years since then, not to put her real age out there.
But she's living a dream. She gets to paint for her job.
This is all a dream. So we're a dream in somebody's imagination. That's how important we are. And we're making a podcast in her imagination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in her imagination.
I officially hit 1,000 followers on TikTok. 1,045 at this moment, to be exact.
I wonder if she is dreaming. You know.
She woke up in a dream.
She woke up.
And he started to scream. Her name. But yeah, so today we're recording.
It's one of your checks.
Today we're recording this episode on my birthday.
Birthday.
Turned 31 today.
It's Clay Day.
March 6th. Yes.
There were other people born on this day, but they do not matter.
Yes, they do. I love Pisces season this time of year.
Pisces?
Yeah. We're in Pisces season. What do Pisces do, she says.
They have kids that they don't want. They cheat on their wives. See.
I don't have any kids.
No, I'm sorry. I started thinking about my dad again. Happy birthday, Dad, by the way.
Is today his birthday, too?
March 8th.
Oh. So he's Tuesday.
I guess.
This episode will come out.
Yeah. And it's also, I'm covering for Brenda that day because she has an appointment.
So.
Walk this way.
To be honest, this episode was really supposed to be the episode with Christine. However, we have experienced some technical difficulties here at Kind of a Big Deal Podcast.
Is that what you're going to call this?
It is technical difficulties.
You pretty much paid $50 for everything to be destroyed.
What?
It cost $50 for this, and all the stuff that was put on it was destroyed. So you pretty much paid $50 to destroy all your files.
Yeah. My.
You know, at least you didn't pay a couple $100 for it, and it got fucked up.
Yeah, my external hard drive took a shit and wiped everything. So.
And that's why you have an external hard drive, because so if your computer dies, you have your shit backed up.
Yeah.
And the fucking external went up. Like, what? No.
Yeah.
Now you need a backup for the backup's backup, so you could back up that backup anytime you need backup.
Yeah, what he said. But anyway, so we are recording. We are going to continue recording. Everything seems to be working. Everything is moving in the right direction.
Except for me.
However, it has been very stressful the last few days. A lot of feelings, a lot of emotions, and I'm just glad that we're able to record today.
Yeah. So what are we going to talk about?
So we're going to talk about pizza.
Pizza?
It's one of my favorite foods. And
I was calling them Vizios and they're Vizzy.
Vizzies, yeah.
Vizios TV.
Okay. And I'm on a diet right now, so I can't eat pizza. So I'm going to talk about pizza.
But you can, though.
I cannot.
You can eat portobello mushroom pizza.
Portobello mushroom pizza.
Oh, I got to make you the flatbread for your... It's called flat iron bread, and it's a pizza dough. It's a pizza crust for keto people.
Oh.
And it's made out of cheese and... almond flour, things like that. So, but like I'll get the recipe and we'll make some pizzas here. Cause you can have the dairy and the meat and all that.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. We'll get the pizza going. Cause I love pizza too, but plant based pizza is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cause like the plant based cheese is not real cheese.
Yeah,
you can't make fake cheese taste good. Like you can't. No. Not really. So I'd rather just do without, or just eat a slice of pizza every now and then and be fine. You know?
You can't genetically modify that.
Yeah. Pizza. What about pizza specifically is it that turns you on?
What about pizza specifically turns me on?
Yeah, like, do you ever imagine making one big enough for you to have sex in with somebody else? Just have an
no,
orgy
I haven't.
Big pizza bed?
No, I haven't.
Pizza bed orgy?
I feel like... That sounds amazing.
And where would you find an oven big enough to cook a pizza bed?
Where would you? That's the question.
Mom and Pa's don't have one.
Oh, wait. Those bubbles that you get in the crust.
I really just had this thought, and it was one of those things like you say that you can't actually say out loud. You know what I mean? Like in your head. I totally had this thought, and I cannot say this whatsoever because it's bad.
Yeah. Well, tell us later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. But so these are the top 10 pizza toppings, okay?
Can we rank our favorites?
Let's see.
Top 10.
Okay. So number one is pepperoni.
Definitely.
Okay.
My favorite.
Number two is sausage.
Yeah.
Number three is pineapple.
No. No, I'm good. I hate you and your mother.
Number four is mushroom.
I love
mushrooms. Yes.
Number five is extra cheese.
Yeah. I love some extra cheese.
Number six is onion.
I give or take that. Not really.
Number
if
seven.
If you caramelize it first, then cook it. But that normally don't happen.
Number seven, I've never heard of in my goddamn life, is beans.
Ew. What kind of beans?
Mexican pizza?
I don't know, but they actually, it looks like beans, like black beans, but
refried beans?
Green beans?
No, the beans in the can that the dog used to be in the commercial.
Oh,
baked beans.
Baked beans. Oh, yeah. Bush's baked beans. Okay. Sounds disgusting. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Roll.
Number eight is green peppers.
No.
Number nine is black olives.
No.
And number 10 is no cheese.
Fuck you and your dad.
I like black olives, though. They're yummy.
You might as well just have
breadsticks
and
dip
them in marinara.
Oh, for the love of God.
And I'll eat green olives, too, right out of the jar.
I don't like black olives. If you chop them up instead of slice them, and it's like, put it in with the meat sauce and the cheese. I put it in between that. I don't care because I really don't taste them on the forefront. They're just mixed in.
Oh.
But if I bite into it in the forefront, no.
I like that.
I don't
part.
Want that.
That's a good part.
So let's talk about this number three being pineapple.
Yeah.
I like pineapple on pizza. I do.
Yeah.
I don't like it with ham because I don't like ham.
I do like pineapple on pizza, but I like the pineapple to be caramelized first and then cut up and add bacon to it. It's the best pizza you ever want to taste. It completely changes the taste of the pineapple when it's caramelized, you know? It's just different, and it's good. And then you throw that bacon on there. Now, that's a good pizza. I've had that.
You want to grill something.
But I've never had a regular pineapple pizza that I liked.
I like pineapple and pepperoni.
Now, if you take pizza dough and you cover it with Cool Whip, and then you put the crushed up pineapples on it, and then you put cream cheese over top of that, and you put these cookie crumble things on it, you throw that in the oven, that's a good ass pizza too. It's a dessert pizza, but that bitch is banging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not talking about dessert pizza at the moment. We're talking about real pizza.
Hey, if it's a pizza, it's a pizza.
I mean, there's so many different ways
to make
pizza.
You ever had my breakfast pizzas?
Breakfast pizza? Yeah, my dad used to make them all the time growing up.
You ever had mine?
No, I said my dad made them. I never said you
hilarious.
Made them.
Yes, like everybody, like they watch me make it. They're like, what the fuck? And then they eat it. It's good.
Yeah, but it's heavy.
It's heavy.
It's very like heavy.
Oh, wait, I think you did make it one time. It has like sausage gravy on it.
Yeah, and then like piled with like, I scramble eggs and cut them up, put them all over it, and then I break eggs over top of it that fry, and then it's got whole strips of bacon just covering the whole top, and then mounds of cheese. It's just massive goodness.
It's yummy, but oh.
And the bacon cooks and drips down into the pizza while it cooks because I slow cook it, so it's the most fattening, not good for you shit you don't want to eat, but...
It's really good for a hangover, though.
That sounds like too much.
It's worth it. That's why my diabetes is up.
That's why he's experiencing that pre-diabetes. But anywho, so where has been a place that you've tried pizza and like a different state that you've tried pizza and you didn't like it?
That I didn't like it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty.
I don't know. I don't know who I was with or who I was traveling with. Coming back from Ohio. Who did I go to Ohio with?
Me.
You. What was that pizza place we ate at?
I have no idea. I don't remember any of that. I remember being there at the house.
Yeah.
And then the island, and that's it.
There was pizza we tried somewhere. I didn't like it. It tasted like cardboard. And they charged like $6 for the slice of pizza or something like that. It was high. I was pretty mad about it. Yeah, but I don't know where that was.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I get pissed off at a lot of these places.
The best pizza I've ever had, though, was in Texas. Out in the middle of nowhere. Just, like, out of town, not even close. Like, you had to drive 20, 30 minutes to get there. And, man, if I could just take that recipe and, like, get it over here on the East Coast... Nobody would eat any other pizza.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go down here and find out what it is. We'll work for the company until we figure out what the recipe is, and then we'll come back up here, and we'll buy this fucking... We'll buy this motherfucking building up here on the street that's all old. What's that called? They're wanting to sell the pizza place.
My Three Sons?
No, the one right up here.
Oh, Originals.
Yeah, Originals. We'll buy that and change the name to Mystic Pizza, and we'll make a fortune.
Mystic Pizza.
Yeah.
I actually like the name Mystic.
You ever seen the movie?
No.
Mystic Pizza with Julia Roberts? Was it Julia Roberts?
I think so. Was she in that one?
Yeah, she was young as shit. Yeah, there was a lot of them. Mystic Pizza is a good old movie. We'll have to watch it. Yeah. Like Steel Magnolias, remember? Had you watch that?
Mm-hmm.
That was hilarious with Dolly Parton. I love Dolly. And that old bitch that smashed that whole trunk of eggs. I'd have been mad as hell if I cooked all them eggs and somebody smashed them. All right.
I'm
totally off topic.
I've had pizza in Denver, and I didn't like it.
What kind of pizza? Was it weird?
It was like, it had like almost like a biscuit-y type crust.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like dough.
I do use biscuit dough when I make my breakfast pizzas. I roll out a big, huge, thin thing of biscuit dough, and I bake it in the oven so it's almost done, and then I pile it up. And it's made of biscuit dough, and it's really flaky and good. But, like, a regular pizza, I wouldn't want it to be like that, you know?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be cool. Right.
I mean, I don't really like biscuits, so... You know what I mean? Like, I'll eat dough, but, like, I'll eat, like, bread, like a roll, like a dinner roll.
Yeah.
But I don't like biscuits. I don't know what it is about biscuits.
They're heavy.
And I feel like they're usually, not all the time, but usually they're dry.
Yeah. That's what I don't like about them. They get dry. So.
Yeah. And like Cheddar Bay biscuits, I do like them, but I had to dip them in butter.
But those are amazing to begin with.
Yeah.
They're perfect.
The most amazing biscuit is actually made with Crisco, and you fold that shit in there, and you add buttermilk.
That's not where I thought you were going with that.
And buttermilk, salt, pepper, and that's all you need. Well, you need, like, the baking powder and all that crap. But, like, it makes the flakiest fucking biscuits. They're, like, flaky. And you could leave them out all damn day, and they're still flaky when you eat them because the way they're made with that Crisco just, like, is done. It's crispy.
Have you ever had macaroni and cheese pizza?
No.
Yeah.
It's kind of good. It's like carb overload, you know?
Yeah, of course.
It's always a good time when you have extra carbs. But I actually made it myself one time with Kraft mac and cheese.
Nice. I've had it where they use the mac and cheese. They make it like homemade mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And they spread it out real thin and they bake it or fry it so that the bottom is like it fries up crispy. And they make pizza out of that. But they use it for the crust. But I haven't had it with it on top.
Yeah, like I took dough, and then I rolled it out. Actually, it was mom pod dough. And I rolled it out, and then I smeared butter on it, and then put cheese sauce.
What if mom pods took, their mac and cheese and mixed in, like, say, sausage and bacon and wrapped it up in, like, a stromboli dough. Like, that would be fucking good as shit.
That would be pretty
Maybe
good.
Maybe some scrambled eggs in there.
With scrambled eggs?
Yeah, I don't know.
I love scrambled
eggs. But you could do scrambled eggs. You could do like a cut. You could take like a, you could take a sausage gravy and mix eggs and bacon and stuff like that in it and throw it in the middle of a stromboli, and I bet people would buy it as a breakfast stromboli.
The eggs, scrambled eggs is a whole fucking mood. Like, I eat a lot of eggs. And, like, I cheated one time on my diet, and Doug said I cheated for 3 days.
Oh, no.
Because it was a Saturday, and I was having a bad day, and I really wanted mozzarella sticks and a crispy chicken sandwich, so I fucking ate it.
Well, there you go.
And then he was looking at me, and I said, "Don't judge me."
Yeah, that was the next day you were eating carbs again.
Sunday.
Yeah, and then
what did I eat on Sunday that I ate carbs?
I don't know. You stopped and got a crispy chicken wrap from Rutter's or something. What'd you buy last night? You don't remember what you ate last night from Rutter's?
What did I eat from Rutter's last night? I ate mozzarella sticks.
You had mac and cheese.
And mac and cheese, yeah. I mean, that's why I hate drinking now. Because
well, drinking's carbs too, so like.
Well, I know that, but alcohol. But I can't ever just like drink.
If you did plant based, you could drink all the alcohol you want.
I don't know about that. I think that's still bad.
But I did lose 20 pounds, so I'm doing something right.
Yeah, in your bra.
In my bra?
Remember that movie, Liar Liar? At the end when they were showing, like, the very end of the movie, they were showing, like, bloopers. And when he was arguing with that lady in court, he called her a hag, and she's like, overactor, and, like, they started laughing. It was funny, but yeah, he said that. She's like, it's about 20 pounds. He's like, yeah, in your bra. Because that one bimbo girl was talking about how much she weighed.
Oh, my gosh.
And they said like 132 or something like that. He's like, yeah, in your bra. You never seen that movie?
No.
I don't remember that movie.
Liar, Liar. I've never even heard of it. It must be some washed up over actor.
Yeah, Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah. That's why I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I can't stand Jim Carrey. I could never like him.
I like some of his movies, but I can't, like, I don't want to watch him all the damn time, you know?
I feel like it got weird. I don't know what's been happening with him lately, but he's not. I don't know. He's on a journey.
Does he even still act?
No, he usually walks around the beach wearing ladies' bathing suits, showing off his junk.
What?
You don't want to see pictures of that?
I.
Is that really what?
Don't.
Him and his wife switched out.
What?
When he went to the beach, him and his wife switched outfits when he went to the beach.
So on purpose, they switched outfits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm confused.
I don't remember. Yeah, he's definitely different these days.
Wow.
I didn't think, I thought you guys saw that. Because he's married to that bitch. What's her name? Yeah, see, look, there she is wearing it. And then he put it over her out.
Wow.
Jenny McCarthy. That's who he's married to.
Oh, I didn't know they were married.
He's married to Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah. And like, look at his ass in that outfit.
Totally out of the way. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
No, but that's where it comes from. Like, I'm high as shit. Damn.
I'm so lost. Where are we going?
I don't know. Pizza Hut. You love pizza.
Where are you driving this bus to?
I wish we had pizza right now. I would actually cheat on my diet, too.
Oh, my God. I really
pizza
want pizza.
Pizza sounds so good.
I want pizza, too.
And it's my birthday, too, so it's so hard for me to not be like, I'm going to go get the one thing that I love to eat because it's my birthday. It's hard. It's so hard.
It's harder than a 16-year-old pecker early in the morning.
Okay, that's pedophilia.
I was 16. I'm talking about myself.
He says, you got to take care of that morning wood. I said, no, it's post-workout wood. After I get done working out, I swear to God, my fucking dick is hard as hell.
Well, you got all that blood
flowing. All that blood pumping through all them veins.
No wonder so many gay men go to the steam room and get blown off after working out. I never understood that whole thing of like sweating it out in a steam room.
Clears your pores out.
No, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
What?
Sweating it out in a steam room will clean your pores out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what are you looking up?
That recipe for that pizza crust.
Oh. but anywho, so. What was I going to talk about? I was going to talk about something other than it being my birthday. Because not everything's about me.
It should be, though.
It usually is. But yeah, so the episode with Christine was lost. We will be getting it re-recorded to get it back out. And the episode with her and... We apologize for the inconvenience because I know a lot of people were excited about that episode this week. But anywho, so back to pizza. Doug sent me this thing on Facebook. It's like a Facebook group for pizza. And it's fucking awesome. Okay, so like that's, I was literally looking at it today. And it's called Pizza Snobs. And I just, oh my God. I just, every single pizza on here, like even the messed up ones, like I just want to eat it.
Yeah, so the recipe calls for mozzarella cheese, cream cheese, almond flour, eggs, baking powder, and herbs. And it's really easy to put it together. And you just roll out the dough and you put the toppings on it so that we can totally do this. What do you think there, Slim Jim?
I think it's an awesome idea.
You can also make a chaffle, which is like the cheese and the waffle iron, and use that as your base for your pizza.
You know nobody can hear you.
Probably not.
You're talking and nobody's listening.
That's fine. That's normal.
I like deep dish pizzas. Do you like deep dish pizzas?
Yeah, I love deep dish pizza.
Sicilian pizzas.
Isn't that a deep dish?
I don't know.
Sicilian, no. Square. Sicilian's like a hand-tossed, but it's not necessarily round. Yeah. They usually rolled it out and then let it rise and then cooked on it. And that's where you get all the, like, edges go in and out. And
oh.
It's all, like, it's crispy. Yeah.
I like hand tossed pizza. Cauliflower crust pizza is really good.
I haven't had any that was good yet.
I've had a few that I like, but not many.
Mom Pa's is good.
I haven't had theirs yet. I'm gonna try it probably because I want to get a pizza. But you said they have vegan cheese? We have vegan cheese there?
Yeah.
Somebody called the other day and said they wanted a cauliflower crust with regular cheese. And I'm like, I didn't know we had vegan. What's the vegan cheese taste like there?
Shit.
What are they using?
Whatever Grande sends us. They buy it from Grande. Grande's our...
Yeah, Grande's a good cheese place for regular cheese. I don't know why they can't make...
Fun fact, they also do our menus.
Yeah. They do everybody's menus. It's all, that's why everybody's menus looks the same when you go and eat these places. Everybody's like, can I see a menu? It's like, whatever you eat at your local place, you can order here and we'll have it. You know? But,
I mean, not
hands
all the
down,
time.
Mom and Pa's pizza is better than any pizza around here.
Oh, I love Mom and Pa's.
Yeah, they're my best. They're my favorite.
I... I tried this pizza. What was it? Yesterday? Was it yesterday or day before? And I only had one slice, so it wasn't the end of the world. But it was a regular pizza with crispy chicken. And it tasted really good. It was like almost like a chicken parm pizza in a way, but in it was like a little different flavor.
Chicken parm pizza would have me sold. I would buy that.
Yeah, Mr. Tim and I kept telling Brad about it, and Brad's like, nobody's going to eat that.
I love chicken parm and veal parm, you know.
Well, Brad also is a basic bitch. He thinks that when you start putting out-of-the-box stuff on your menu, people aren't going to buy it, but they're going to actually buy that more.
The other day, Sarah was up front and Cody, and I turned around and Brad asked me something, and I answered him. I turned around. I was like, y'all ever notice that Brad looks like Captain Caveman right now? The way his beard's gridded. He looks like Captain Caveman's son. It popped in my head. Do you even know who Captain Caveman and son are?
No.
Now I got to look them up.
Does anybody else know who they are?
They should. Captain Caveman. It was an old cartoon from back when I was a kid. He was
super hairy. Yes, back when you were a kid. Everybody that works
there. Are people
there
still alive?
Oh, my
As
gosh.
Old as I am. I know it's hard to believe.
Yeah, Mr. Tim.
But there's people that existed, right? I mean, Miss Yvonne might still be 25, but stay. Mr. Tim knows what I'm talking about.
I have no clue what you're talking about, to be honest. I've never even heard of that.
Your dad and mom would know.
Yeah, my dad and mom probably would know, but they're not here right now to explain it. And they would do this. They would do this thing anyways. Okay. It looks like something from a new animated movie.
Yeah, that's the new Captain Caveman.
Mm.
The old Captain Caveman was like this.
Oh, yeah, I have seen him before.
Yeah, it's like...
He was on, like, the Flintstones, too, at once, at least, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did do crossovers back then, cartoons. The good cartoons, not with this crap they got today. Don't understand these newfangled cartoons they got out today.
It's all education based.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
But
no, what it is, they're trying to teach our kids what to believe and how to think and what to feel. Because the parents aren't doing it. So TV does it, video games does it. At school they learn how to do it.
You know,
and people are like, I don't understand my children. Of course you don't understand them because you ain't playing no part in their development.
Have you ever had somebody that was around you and they said, like, haven't you ever heard of the Flintstones? And you're like, and then like you answer them like, no. And then they're like, you know, the Flintstones.
Yes. I've had people do that with other things.
And then it's like, explain, because I don't know what this is. What is the Flintstones? You know, the Flintstones. How is that an explanation?
It is. It's like the more emphasis you put on the stones part.
Yeah.
The more someone's going to get it.
What their translation, what they really mean is, could you just go along for this? I'll explain it later. Don't make me look dumb right now.
With everything, though?
With everything, you lie, you cover up, you deceive. No, I'm just joking.
I don't even know where we went.
The Gemini popped out for a minute, and I had to rein him in.
Oh.
He was talking about manipulating people.
I feel so fucking drained today from drinking last night.
Yeah, you look like you're tired.
Well, like,
so
we're done to podcast,
drained.
Go to bed. Your birthday. Or if you want, you could ride down to Susie's with me. Go to Susie's house and play cards.
Go to Susie's house and play cards for my birthday?
Yeah.
It sounds riveting. I'm excited.
Well, what do you want to do? Go to sleep.
Go to bed.
Yeah, so see, look. Go to bed then. I'm just giving you options.
I just want to be like, I want to go to bed. Sleep tight. Lay on my head.
I mean, usually on Mondays, I have the opportunity of sleeping in. If someone's not in the shower singing to the top of their lungs to whatever tune's playing on the radio.
Who does that?
I don't know. Like, you know. I'm not blaming nobody. You got really defensive. Like, what's up with that?
I mean,
it's your birthday weekend. Week.
I was not singing to the top of my lungs at all. I was listening to a podcast the one morning when you were all mad. That's what
you got to narrow it down. I'm pretty mad every morning. Like, I wake up pissed off.
Yeah.
It takes a while for me to, you know. And then if you step in cat shit, yeah, I'm going to blow up. I'm going to scream. I'm going to yell. I'm going to throw shit. I slammed a bathroom door the other day because of that cat shit.
What door haven't you slammed?
It's like, fucking bullshit this early in the morning. Goddamn fucking.
Run around slamming cabinet doors. I really need to make some eggs. Maybe that's why I'm so tired.
Maybe you haven't had enough eggs today.
I didn't have any. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. One. You figured it out.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, I have some sausage in there too.
I love
sausage.
I love a good pun. Ishmint.
Gays love the sausage.
That's my drag name. If I ever become a drag name, is pun is my first name, yeah, and Ishmint is my last. Hey. So I'm punishment, but I'm also punny.
I'm a punny.
I'll be the
queen.
Jeff Foxworthy of the drag world. I'm Jeff Foxworthy's daughter, y'all. How are you doing?
You I'm so excited to be here tonight to show you my number. DJ, can you please hit that track so I can lip sync for my life?
Oh, Lordy.
That would be hilarious.
Why are we not doing these things? Why are we not acting?
We were talking about doing all kinds of stuff like this.
We should.
Also, the game I come up with that you play on the steps. It's a drinking game. You play on the steps.
That sounds dangerous as hell.
I came up with it.
What the fuck?
I said the same thing. He's going to play a drinking game on the steps. You're going to end up falling down the steps.
I can't play it on
a chair. You end up falling off the chair.
I'm serious. It would be funny as hell.
Trying to break our necks.
Get a bunch of people. Christina's all about going on Family Feud.
I get on the bottom.
Oh.
We got to go on Family Feud. Go on Family Feud.
We should make our own Family Feud. What other family can we feud with? This family is our house.
We could have Family Feud next time we have a party. I could put together all the answers and questions and just so nobody would know. And I could go around to all my friends and stuff that aren't going to be at the event and get ask them the question things and they can fill it out. And I can get the answers from that. Top 10.
Survey says.
Yeah, do the survey thing. I'll handle all that.
Well, and then, I will make you a big dark mustache to wear.
I can't. Yeah. With blackface.
No, you can't do a blackface. That's racist.
A mustache, though. That's a whole different story.
I'm just joking. No, that would be Steve Harvey. He's funny as fuck. I love him. I was watching that earlier.
Who was the original host of Family Feud?
I don't think it matters. Jim Carrey?
No.
Jim Carrey.
Drew Carey?
No. Drew Carey was it's The Price is Right now.
Yeah. He looks funny.
And Bob Barker used to be Price is Right, correct?
Bob Barker is Price is Right.
Yes, rest in peace, Bob.
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
And then
who's the original?
Yeah. Let's find out.
Jeopardy has a new host.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing his name, too.
I don't remember.
Some dude.
I think it is a guy.
Because I saw, what's-her-face from the Big Bang.
He was a winning contestant that had won on there, 10 times or something. Oh. Something Jennings. So they made him, they put him in. They had him add three people. There was, three people they chose from. Chris Jennings or something like that, his name is.
Yeah, Chris Jennings.
But, Yeah. I don't even know what he looks like, honestly, because I don't watch the show since Alex ain't there no more. I don't have nobody
Alex
to masturbate to. So
Alex, I don't watch it. Rest in peace, Alex Trebek. Yeah. Sad. We lost all the icons.
Yeah, a lot of them. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because I'm watching Jumanji over again, like the original.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams is gone, you know? I love Robin Williams too.
I love the original Jumanji.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I thought it was great.
I like the Night at the Museums though too.
I've never seen them.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
The original Family Feud thing guy was Richard Dawson.
It's Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings.
What's he look like?
I mean, he fits the bill. Some eyeballs. He fits the bill.
Yeah. Yep.
Ugh.
He fits the bill, though. He kind of looks like a really nice.
What does fits the bill mean? Like, does he fit in the bill of a pelican, or does he fit in the bill of a hat? Does he fit in the bill of a dollar bill?
No,
Does he fit in a bill like a homosexual bill? Like he just fits right in him. Like, oh, I fit right in you, Bill.
Oh, my God.
Bill, I fit in you. Like, fits the bill. Like, what's up? I want to know.
He fits in perfectly. Like, his look is like...
He's just like everybody else.
He looks like he's the camouflaged. Replacement. He looks like he is the replacement of Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
I wonder if him and Alex Trebek ever had sex.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine that? Like, you keep winning, Ken Jennings. Ken doll. You're my little Ken doll. You want to dress up as Ken and Ken, we get together? You know?
Oh, my God.
They had a whole scenario where they played Jeopardy at Alex Trebek's mansion out in the beach.
That never happened.
Kids like, what is a giant penis?
What?
Is that the Jeopardy question?
Every time Alex is like, are you going to stay over? He's like,
answering in the form
what
of
is
question.
Cuddle with you all night long?
Wow. Just wow. Okay, can we continue what we were talking about? What were you looking up on your phone?
I don't know.
Because we have derailed.
Can I catch my breath for a minute?
This episode of the podcast is literally like every single bomb that was dropped in the Ukraine.
Right. Oh, man.
A total disaster.
I just pictured Alex Trebek and Ken Jennings. Dressed up as Pepe Le Pew and that little black cat chasing each other around.
No. Alex Trebek is no longer with us. Like, he's not having sex with Ken.
Neither's Barbie.
That's why Ken's the host of Jeopardy now, to get money. To try to outdo Barbie.
Okay. Family Feud hosts.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about.
Family Feud hosts. Let's see. Ray Combs. And you should see Ray Combs. He looks like either a 70s TV televangelist or... I don't want to say that on air. Louis Anderson did it from 1953. To 2022.
Oh, Louis
Anderson. He appeared
in
there. John O'Rourke, Richard Dawson, Steve Harvey, Richard Karn.
Richard Dawson's the one that I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the one before Harvey.
Yeah, he's like, he almost has like a, what was that gay actor back in the day? Tuck something.
Tuck?
I don't know.
A gay actor named Tuck?
He wasn't in.
He's a country singer.
He wasn't out. Danny Kaye. Remember in Christmas Vacation, and he was going off in the end, and like he's like, and I'd be tap dancing like, and he's naming these people.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Super lost.
We are not on your level of highness, so.
Your highness, you don't have to call me your highness.
Oh my God.
I am a humble man. Do not look up to me like that.
Always be humble and kind.
It's my talk.
Always take it in the behind.
You cannot mess up a Tim McGraw song like that.
I didn't mess it up like that. I improved it. He wants to say that. He wants to say, Doug, please come save me from this crazy bitch.
Who, Faith Hill?
She talks awesome. To people like they are pieces of shit.
What?
Yeah, Faith Hill.
Oh, no.
Faith Hill, that sounds like a church. Faith Hill. I live up on Faith Hill. Big old stone church. Jesus, all over. Glassed. Stained.
So have you watched the new Madea movie?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I think it was fucking hilarious. I actually think it was one of her best ones. Like, yeah, have you seen it yet?
What is it called?
It's the Madea Homecoming. No. It's the newest one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. After the bitch done said, I ain't doing no more. I'm retired. I mean, that was a lie. You know, because now we have to have the wedding. They opened up a can of worms with that movie. Now we got to see this wedding.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And they might as well end up having a double wedding where the husband and that lawyer bitch get married too. Lawyer along with them.
I like how, though, you can watch every single movie and still, like, catch the drift of every other movie and the pieces that they put in them. But if you've never seen any Madea movies before and you just started with Homecoming, like, you would still, like, become a fan because they mention things from the other movies, but it's like they elaborate on it.
Oh,
yeah. She's back in 2016. I chainsawed a couch in half.
Yeah. That was from.
It was funny when she said that.
That was from the movie when that woman and that guy split up.
I think it was uncomfortable how they blended in Mrs. Brown. Like, that whole scenario was a little stretched out. You know what I mean? And then, like, the whole thing where she said the knickers, talking about her underwear, and they flipped out. So it was way, way over the top. Like, they were pretty much cruel to that lady for no reason, you know?
Well, it's literally. It was.
And I think they're wanting to like make fun of it in a way, put it out there, say that everybody's being racist right now and everybody's hating everybody. We need to stop, you know.
Yeah, and I think it was over exaggeration of the thing because like that's just who Madea is. She over exaggerates.
But no,
everything.
I loved the movie and I thought that part was funny too. It was just it was uncomfortable, to, you know.
Yeah. Did you just roll up in my house and say that word to me?
Yeah, because then they stereotyped themselves and, like, they made fun of everything, you know?
Yeah,
both
but that's
sides. It's like there's a people in the middle that think you are ridiculous, and they showed us that, and that was funny.
That's the beauty of Madea, though. Madea crosses those lines. She doesn't have any boundaries, so she crosses them all. But I liked the fact that they brought Mrs. Brown in because I thought it was a really cool dynamic shift from the other movies. However, I literally thought that those two characters were gay the whole time.
I was thinking that myself. We can't give it away because she hasn't seen it yet.
Spoiler alert. Yeah,
spoiler alert. Stop talking about the movie.
But yes.
The person who is not here cannot hear what we're about to say.
Exactly.
Because they're not here. I'm not here. But they are here and they can hear. I need to smoke more weed.
All right. So it's that time to wrap up our show.
What are we going to put on it? Like a Easter type booze because Easter's coming? Or are we just going to do, you know, all the green stuff because it's almost St. Patrick's Day?
I'm so excited to decorate for Easter.
Ooh,
bunnies.
Yeah, we done went and bought all kinds of fucking shit.
we already started.
And we're, and honestly, we'll probably go buy more because they ain't going to be enough once you get it put up and spread out.
Yeah.
But I think the tree's well covered. Yeah. I wish we could find some pastel lights.
Yeah. That would be cool. I want to get this Christmas tree off of Amazon, and it's literally called All Seasons. And it's got a remote, and you can change the color of the lights.
Nice.
I want to do it.
That's fun.
I wish you could change the color of lice.
What?
Like, if you could change the color of lice that, you know, would crawl in people's hair, it would look much prettier when you just pull the hair apart and you see, like, these rainbow of things crawling around versus just these white maggot-looking things.
That's so fucking random. But anywho, so until next time, you can follow us on Facebook by searching Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. You can also follow us on our socials. You can follow me at The Miller Clay on both Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. And here we go again with the fire alarm.
Wave the book in front of it.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. Fixed it. Well, some excitement for the end of the show. You can follow Doug on TikTok at DouglasPark7.
And please, come on. Just go do it. I need the follows.
And until next time, stay true.
Stay high.
And always be a big deal.
Hey, 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 I'm here and I'm gonna fly. Gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud. See the people living in peace, no war. Cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart, doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.